And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, May 1st, 2015. And we have Rob Allen, the CEO of Sitka Community Hospital, and Dr. Leslie Fulton in the studio with us. How are you guys today?
Great.
Good. Happy May Day.
Happy May Day. That's right. Somewhere people are dancing around maypoles all over the world. So you are here today to talk about the citizen survey launch, and I'm just going to leave it to you to explain what that is to folks.
Okay. This is part of our strategic planning process that we have in place. It's also part of our effort to figure out where we're going with the hospital over the next few years. As you know, the hospital has had a couple of rough years, and what we're trying to do now is figure out where we are exactly today and what resources we have available and what programs we want to provide as we go on into the future to be sustainable. We're going to end this fiscal year, which ends the end of June for us, the same as the city, about minus $2.5 million in the hole. And next year, we just finished our budget for next year. We're going to improve on that, but we're still going to be at minus $500,000 is our goal. That will be cash positive, but we will be in the red. So we have this process that we've been going through, figuring out how we got here and now where we're going. So this is part of the where are we going part of that. And we're looking for input from the citizens of Sitka to help us with those plans and figuring out what we're doing well, what we could do better, what services people use, why do they go out of town for service, et cetera. And this survey mm-hmm. is part of gathering that information.
And when I think surveys, I think I book a flight on orbitz.com and then they send me a survey saying, please fill this out and it will take 2 minutes. And it's kind of a part of the tedium of modern life that people are asking, how are we doing? But this sounds very reflective. It's an opportunity rather than just another.
Yeah, it's more, it's how are we doing as part of that.
Do.
But also, what else could we be doing? Hmm. What can we do to have you come and get your health care at Sitka Community Hospital
right
now and on into the future?
It's almost a chance to write a letter to the hospital saying, this is what I think. What does the survey look like, Leslie? What are some of the questions? How do you fill it out?
The survey is, in terms of a survey, it's pretty quick. I took it, and even filling in some of the free form answers, it took me less than 5 minutes to do. There are questions that ask about, like Rob alluded to, what services the community would like us to offer that maybe we don't offer. And there are questions about a citizen's experiences with Sitka Community Hospital, be they in the hospital itself as an inpatient or using hospital services like radiology or lab, or the clinics, for example, Mountainside Family Healthcare or Oceanside Physical Therapy. So we're really interested in knowing citizens' level and quality of experience in any or all of those places, be they good experiences or bad experiences. Like Rob was saying, we need this information to know how to improve the quality of care that we're providing. So, and the survey itself is available in a few forms. Well, two basically, electronically. You can take it electronically at www.sitkahospital.org, and that will be available later this afternoon. We will also have paper copies of the survey for people who prefer to do it that way, and those will be available at the public library, at the Senior Citizen Center, at the front desk of the hospital. You can pick one up there. And they will also be available at both clinics, Mountainside Family Healthcare and Oceanside Physical Therapy. So if people prefer to take a paper copy of the survey, that's great. We absolutely welcome that. And they can just turn them in at the front desk of the hospital or at either of the clinics. And that would be awesome.
So, yeah, it sounds more like a performance evaluation. And, I mean, are you prepared to read whatever comes in? It's kind of brave what you're doing. I mean, people, you are inviting people to say, these are blank boxes. People are going to write what they're going to write. Are you prepared to read what those might be, those comments?
Absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to reading those comments, because our overall goal is to provide the best possible care we can to our patients and the community. And the only way we can know really how to do that to the best of our ability is to know what those experiences are, be they good or bad. If people have not had good experiences, we need to know that in order to know how to improve. So yes, it's this really critical information for us to have. So,
and we do have on the survey, there are comment boxes, so people can write pretty much as much as they would like, as you know, information about an experience or problems they see, or if they want to get us ideas for, mm-hmm. for other programs. I came out of the family business, Allen Marine Tours, and for the past 20 years, you know, we started doing passenger surveys on basically every trip. And it was very valuable. We actually learned more from the negative comments and made changes to the tours, you know, learned what people didn't like or what the problems they saw. And yeah, we were very careful about reading those and compiling them and used it to you know, hone the tours and make improvements. And that's the same thing I see with this survey. It's a important part of this process. And we are trying to become a better institution, and this is one way to do that.
Yeah, and certainly we're aware of areas in which we need to improve, and we're working on that all the time. But as insiders in the system, we don't have the perspective that our patients in the community have, and that's, we really need that perspective.
Can it be taken anonymously?
They are anonymous.
Okay.
Yes,
and
absolutely. Good question.
You said it could be taken within 5 minutes?
I think so, sure.
So it wouldn't be, you don't have to turn off your TV and hunker down with the big reflective process. I'm going to play one small thing that I discovered this morning, which I just think is great. Please indulge me. It's Health Bits.
Ah, yes.
Another exciting edition of Health Bits. It's tidbits about your health and your hospital. I'm Doug.
And I'm Patrick.
And we're your co-hosts today for a very special edition of Health Bits. Today we're going to talk about the recent town hall meeting.
So folks, if you haven't seen these, if you follow Sitka Community Hospital's Facebook page, they've started, I guess, it's new to start to upload almost like two-way, you're like using the means of journalism, actually, two-way conversations between Doug Osborne and various health providers in the community to talk about different health concerns, work being done at the hospital. And I see this and I hear you guys talking, and it's just like transparency and clarity and like conversation seems to be a very purposeful, some very purposeful changes are taking place in which you're just really busting open the doors. Would you say that's true? And if so, how did that come about? Did you all sit down and say like, this is what needs to happen, or how did these things get born, this whole new almost like culture shift within the hospital?
I would certainly agree that there is a culture shift in the hospital taking place, and it's a very exciting one for the employees. I have worked in the system for about 3 years, so Rob would be the third CEO that I've worked with, and it's just been a huge change for us. His willingness and ingenuity in doing this survey speaks to his commitment to making this hospital the best that it can possibly be. And you can feel that energy in the hospital. He has an open door policy. We can walk into his office anytime and talk to him. And yes, it's just been amazing, and it's so exciting to have this opportunity.
And Rob, we should talk about the fact that where the hospital came from. So 18 months of losses that were publicly announced in a very kind of surprising fashion for, I think, a lot of your patients. Do you have an even better answer to this question we've asked you a lot? What went wrong? And also, what mechanisms are being put in place both at the city and at the hospital to prevent this from happening in the future?
I feel like we are getting a better handle on what happened. I think a lot of it came down to our electronic health records that was implemented last year and just kind of threw all of our systems apart. And they're just the information flow that you need to manage a facility and organization just basically almost came to a halt. And we're still dealing with the ramifications of that, and will be probably for some time. But I think that was one of the factors that last year just, you know, there was just no information flowing about the fact that our revenue was going down as our expenses were going up, and couldn't figure out why, because there was no information.
Right. And what about what's being done to prevent that from happening?
Well, we are evaluating lots of systems and trying to smooth out the bumps and get people communicating about the issues and problems. And we're also working in a few weeks, we're going to have a consultant come in who's going to give us an assessment of that electronic health record system and give us a review of it and some recommendations for whether we should what we can do to either fix it and move on or pull the plug and start over. But right now, everyone that's up there dislikes the system so much that I just don't think there's a way we can do that ourselves. We need somebody with some expertise to come in and do that in a thoughtful, methodical way. And then hopefully we can do something there to improve that. But the openness, you know, and transparency, I think, is very important to build up the credibility of the organization again and get the assembly and the citizens, it's their hospital, to know what's going on there and which direction we're going and what we're doing to improve the situation.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in to have that conversation with us on the radio. Rob Allen, and the CEO of Sitka Community Hospital, and Dr. Leslie Fulton, the surveys are out for folks to fill out. It will be uploaded later today at sitkahospital.org. Right?
Yes.
And distributed through paper at the hospital, at the clinic. And what was the other hotspot?
The library and the Senior Citizen Center.
Great. And how long do people have to fill them out?
We're going to have them up, I think we talked about, for the whole month of May.
Great.
And we've got a couple other programs going on, so it'll all flow together.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Emily.